The shelves here are packed with books and strewn with little antique curios. Spread across the floor are boxes full of assorted oddities.
These are ceramic doll tarts, so they make this wonderful clinking noise when you have them all. Like, there are probably about 50 of these in a box I have right here. And so we have anything from like an antique tape measure, half of an old spoon. We've got like this weird old corkscrew, door handles. Oh my gosh.
These objects will eventually fill the little rectangular compartments of wooden printer's boxes. Parks is an assemblage artist. She's also a photographer. Parks has made a photo series called Lights Out Baltimore, sort of a cross between high art and a public service message. The photos are of beautiful migratory birds after they've been killed by collisions with glass-walled city buildings where the lights weren't turned off.
For me, it becomes very personal. These are portraits. Each bird is an individual, and it's just heartbreaking. These portraits reveal both the beauty of the bird, and then you get to see just the incredible textures and colors within the feathers, and you realize what a tremendous loss this is.
Parks has a way of finding and honoring beauty in unexpected places. Her photo series, Join the Fray, gives archaeological reverence to the common sights in a neglected back alley, pavement with paint spills, an old used mop, and furniture with torn upholstery.
I don't know. I always love that quote by like Ansel Adams. He said, basically, you make a photograph, and it's what you bring to it that informs it. And paraphrasing here, that it's like all the pictures I've seen, the books that I've read, the music I've listened to, the people I've loved. And somehow all of that informs these photographs.
So, Lynn, I should mention that radio listeners might hear some unique speech patterns when you and I are talking together, and that is, I'm assuming, a result of a rather rare disease that you've dealt with for most of your life that affects your connective tissue. I don't know if you're comfortable talking about it, whether or not it's worth even bringing up, but I thought I should make mention of it because it seems interesting to me that, from an artistic standpoint, you find, in a sense, a certain beauty and meditation in things that might seem disfigured.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, I am, in my own sense, a patchwork girl. I've had a number of these tumors throughout my body. The first one was actually in my face. They had to do a radical resection, and I have, fairly substantial facial disfigurement, or difference, as I like to call it, that it does actually affect my speech. And my face is very tight, so it's difficult for me to speak clearly. So I guess when I'm wandering through these alleys and abandoned spaces, and definitely identifying with other attached together things, disparate parts thrown together.
How much does that sort of inform your perspective on what people are like, the pluses and minuses of humanity?
Yeah, I mean, we really put so much emphasis on the face. And we value symmetry. I don't have symmetry in my face. people, when they first meet, there's always like a little intake of breath, a little bit of shock. Generally, people, it's just something you get used to. And even my best friends and my family don't even notice it anymore. But for me, I'm pretty aware of those initial meetings. And I guess I just want people to become comfortable with and accept difference. And that's probably, informs all of my explorations. Yeah.
Lynn Parks talking with the Signal's Aaron Hankin in 2013, the year when she was awarded a $25,000 Mary Sawyer's Baker Prize for her work. You can find the artist's profile online at BakerArtistAwards.org.